Welcome, everyone. You are listening to Living the Good Life, brought to you every Sunday at this time from Beacon of Hope Ministries. And we are a global ministry, and we are centered here in Clearwater, Florida. And that's a nice place to be, as some of you can imagine, that maybe you're not living in some sunshine today. It's actually a sunny day here, as it is a lot of times. And we're excited to be able to come on the air with you today and talk about the goodness of God and everything He's doing. What an exciting time. God is moving in lives and changing lives and answering prayer, which, oh gosh, is just so wonderful. All the answers to prayer. We had several major things in our service this morning in Clearwater, major praise reports, answers to prayer. God is doing so much, and He gets the glory and the praise. And we hope He's working in your life, and we hope that as you listen to the show today and get involved with it, that maybe you will even take the time to call a friend or a neighbor or a family member and tell them about this show. If you're in the Tampa Bay area, you can actually tune in on the internet, and it's great connection. And it is www.tantalk1340.com, which is easy to find, and just push the listen button and then you'll see us and hear us in the studio. We are glad to be on the air live every week. It's fun. It's wonderful, but it's more than just fun. It is rewarding because we are giving out the Word of God week after week, and that's what it's all about. In fact, learning to hear God's voice in our lives, learning to get His direction, learning to get our prayers answered, all this is what it's all about. And actually learning to become more like Jesus. That's it in a nutshell. And so that is our goal continually on the show, is to be able to impart all of that to you. Purpose, direction, hope, wisdom. And give you a sense of direction, perhaps. And some of you may be really in some situations right now where you just need to hear from God in a fresh new way today. And I have found through the years that so often God speaks to us at times when we don't even expect it. Maybe we least expect it. And there He is. And so don't be surprised, because you've tuned in today, if something is said in our dialogue or something is taught in our teaching that will absolutely speak to the needs of your heart right now, because that is what God does. He wants to speak personally to you. He wants to get involved in your life. He wants to intervene in your life. That's what it's all about. You know, God is not a God that's just up there somewhere. We have no idea where. He doesn't care about us. It's nothing like that. God is our personal God, our personal Lord and Savior. If you know Him as your Savior today, He wants to be involved in your life. He wants to talk to you. He wants to teach you about Himself. He wants to talk to you about how to get your prayers answered and what you can do. And we're excited about that, because we are seeing prayers answered. If you have a pen and a notebook, that would be wonderful, so you can maybe take a few notes. But also would like for you to write down the address for our prayer ministry. And we talked about it. Well, actually, we try to talk about it every single show, because we want more and more people to become involved with our global prayer ministry. This is a way that you can actually tap in to a crisis prayer line, and you can become involved in that no matter where you live. If you're in a different country than the United States, it matters not, because of the internet and all the wonderful blessings we have technologically now. It matters not where you live. We would be more than happy to add you to our list of people who take these prayer requests that we get and pray over them and see the results. We invite you to send an email to, it's very simple. If you have a pen, write this down, prayers, or it's however you want to pronounce it, prayers or prayers, P-R-A-Y-E-R-S. It's very simple. Prayers at beaconofhopeministries.com. We want you to become involved. We want to add you to our crisis prayer team. And yes, some issues and things that come up are not necessarily a crisis, but I have found through the years that no matter whether it's an immediate crisis or a situation that has been going on for a long time, God wants to intervene. He wants to get involved right now. And so some of you may have some prayer requests and some needs that you know about that need to be sent to that prayer line. Again, it's the same address. You can actually sign up to be on our crisis prayer line, receiving all the prayer requests as they come in and the praise reports. And or you can send in a request, and you can actually even do that now during this show. That crisis prayer line on the email is monitored a lot. We also have a phone number, and we've had this since Beacon of Hope began, and that's 8 years ago now. That phone number is answered, and it is 813-417-3377. I'll give you that number again. You can call a prayer request in. You can call in a praise report. You can call to have somebody talk to you and pray with you on the line. And that number is 813-417-3377. A lot of good numbers there. 813-417-3377. So we just welcome you to do that today and at any time to call in or to write. And of course, we would love for you to join our crisis prayer team and be one of those who gets the prayer requests as they are sent out. So that's part of what Beacon of Hope does. We teach the Word of God, and you will find that as we go through this show today, that's what we're about. We're excited about this topic today. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister, and joining me today will be Carol from Georgia. She'll be calling in a little while later and dialoguing with me, and she's been one of our contributors for a long time. And we're excited about that. She always has a lot of wisdom, and we always get good comments about her input when she's on the show. And those of you that watch the show or listen to the show regularly know that we have several contributors that alternate, come on at different times. And we appreciate all those that are contributors to Living the Good Life here at Beacon of Hope Ministries. So today is a good day, and I'm excited about the topic that we're going to get into. If you have your Bible, find the book of 1 Peter. And while you're doing that, let's listen to this first song. And it is Hope Now by Addison Road. Hope Now. Listen to it, and then get your Bible, and we're going to do some teaching.
If everything comes down to love, then just what am I afraid of? When I call out your name, something inside awakes in my soul. How quickly I forget I'm yours. I'm not my own. I've been carried by you all my life. Everything rides on. Somehow, when the world has done. I hope now everything rides on fate somehow. So when the world has broken me down, yeah, you've set me free. And everything rides on hope now.
Praise God. That's a great song. Wow. Everything rides on hope now and faith somehow. I was writing some of these words down because they were really good. When the world has broken me down, and some of you may be feeling that way today. When the world has broken me down, your love sets me free. Those words came from that new song, Hope Now by Addison Road. Good song. We're glad you joined us today on Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. And we are in Clearwater, Florida, and we are glad that you have joined us today. If you have your Bible, let's go to the book of 1 Peter. We have been teaching in this book this month, and we have titled this series, One Simple Word, and it is called Chosen. And we are here to say to you today that you are chosen. You are special. God has a plan for you. I love Psalm 139 where David says and acknowledges, God, you made me wonderfully. He says, I am fearfully and wonderfully made, is what David said in Psalm 139. He said, Lord, you knew me when I was in my mother's womb. And for all of you out there today who may be feeling maybe insignificant or maybe feeling bad about yourself in any way, by the time we get done with this show today, I hope you will feel uplifted. I hope you will find new direction for your life. And a lot of that direction comes straight from the Word of God, where God teaches us through His Word how to live, how to behave, what to do and what not to do, how to live a happier, more fulfilled life. And that is what we need to be doing. God definitely wants to bless you, no matter what it is you're going through right now. Some of you may be facing some very difficult circumstances. These are tough times. This is July 12th, I think it is, of 2009. And these are tough times across our nation and across the globe. We see a lot of people suffering, a lot of people hurting financially, emotionally, physically, a lot of sickness around. There's all kinds of things going on in people's lives. Jobs are being lost. And regardless of how negative it all may seem to you, where you are in your life, God says, let's change our attitude. Let's look at things differently. Let's begin to see what God is doing in our lives. You see, suffering is not necessarily a bad thing. Suffering actually is a good thing. God teaches us through suffering, and He teaches us to trust Him. That's what it's all about. Go with me to 1 Peter chapter 2, and let's start in at a couple of verses. And actually, I want to start with verse 1 again. Even though I was teaching out of this verse this morning, we're going to take it on to a different realm. But Peter says here in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1, so clean house, okay? Make a clean sweep of malice and pretense, envy, and hurtful talk. In other words, God is saying to us, straighten up your act. Okay? You say, well, why do I need to do that? I mean, you know, I've got all this awful stuff happening to me. Why do I need to clean up my act? Why do I need to behave better? Because if you behave better, you're going to find that you are going to be more in tune with the Spirit of God. And if you're a born-again believer today, God lives in you. He's not there just to, you know, take up space. God's Holy Spirit comes and resides in us when we say, yes, Lord, come and live in me. Be my personal Lord and Savior. And when that happens, he takes up residence on the inside of us. And when he takes up residence on the inside of us, sometimes it seems that the Spirit of God tries so hard to show us that there are things that are there that need to go so that there can be more of God in us. And that's one thing I want to talk about today. And Peter says here, let's get rid of these things. Let's get rid of malice, pretense, envy, hurtful talk. And he says, you've had a taste of God. When you gave your life to Jesus, you've had a taste of what it feels like to know God in your life. But so often that salvation experience is about all that people do. And maybe they go to church a little while, they lose interest, and it's just like, well, I'm saved. I know I'm going to heaven. There is so much more to your Christian life than just your initial salvation experience. Yes, that is critical, crucial. You got to have it. But past your initial salvation experience is this whole realm of allowing the Holy Spirit of God to come in and clean you up. He wants to clean house, and he wants you to give him permission to clean house, because we can fight that. You know, we can get so used to our ugly attitudes and our hurtful ways and our unbelief and our worry and our fear and our guilt and all of the things that just become second nature to us. We can be so used to that that we don't even see a need to let God's Holy Spirit clean us up. I'm here to say to you today, dear ones, God is calling a people who will allow the Holy Spirit the freedom to come in and clean house. Because as you allow that, you're going to find your prayers are actually getting heard even quicker. And God is responding because you're allowing your nature to change and you become more like Jesus. In fact, here in this next line in the Message Bible, it says, like infants at the breast, drink deep of God's pure kindness. Then you'll grow up mature and whole in God. Here's what we're saying. You want things to go better for you? Here's one way. You got to learn to give up the things that are bogging you down, and you've got to learn to move into the kindness of God. I told my people at Beacon of Hope this morning, if you don't hear anything else, hear one word, kindness, because that is God's nature. And God wants us to begin to talk and act and react the way he would, and that is in kindness. And then he goes on to say that we are to become living stones. We are to become a part of the work that God wants to get done on this earth. And it says in about verse 4 of 1 Peter 2 that we are to present ourselves as stones, building stones for the construction of a sanctuary vibrant with life. In other words, we are to allow God to change us into a living sanctuary. There's a little chorus we sing at Beacon. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I want to be a living sanctuary for you. And what that means is that the Holy Spirit is living big in you because you have invited him in and you have allowed him to do the work of the cleanup process that needs to take place so that you can really be a vibrant sanctuary. How would you like to go to church someday and nobody cleaned the place? And let's say it looked like it does after you walk into a movie theater and they haven't cleaned yet. Maybe there's popcorn everywhere. There's soft drinks sitting there. Maybe somebody spilled their soft drink on the floor. Wouldn't you hate to walk into church to that kind of a mess? Of course you would. And so often, guys, that's what our hearts are like. One mess after another, hurt, resentment, rejection, unforgiveness, anger, because of things not working out the way we want them to work out. Peter is saying here, we are to present ourselves as building stones for this sanctuary, which is this place of God in us, vibrant with life. God wants you to live life. He wants you to live it to its fullest. God wants you to be able to enjoy his blessings. God wants you to be able to pick up your Bible and get a word from God. He doesn't want you to be so full of fear or anger or worry or doubt that you don't take time to develop that sanctuary of God, which is in your heart. God wants you to do something about that. And it says here, he wants you to be a holy priest to God, serving him. In other words, praying for others. My associate, Pastor Jim, taught Wednesday night about being that royal priesthood, which we find in verses 9 and 10 of 1 Peter chapter 2, right here, the same chapter where we are. Verses 9 and 10, and let's look at that. You are the ones chosen by God, chosen for a high calling, a priestly work. Dear one, God's got something for you to do. And I dare say, probably most people aren't doing what all that they can be doing for God. I think that's pretty safe to say. I think a lot of us are too bogged down with our junk in our lives. Maybe it's the attitudes we've never, ever dealt with. Maybe it's the resentments we've never, ever taken care of. Maybe it's the unforgiveness that's stacked up in a corner of our heart, where so-and-so hurt us, and so-and-so did this, and I'm not about to let go of that. And as a result, the anger comes out. And sometimes that anger comes out towards other people in your life, and it's not even meant for those people, but it's so built up on the inside of you that when things don't go your way, it just kind of flies out of there, all that anger, that resentment. Now, what we're talking about in 1 Peter is that you are chosen. Okay, get this. If you don't get anything else today, get this one word: chosen, chosen, chosen. God has chosen you for a reason. Now, a lot of people don't even realize they're chosen. And some people may realize they're chosen and they say, you know what? Forget it. I don't want that. You know, I don't want all those things of God. I don't want to be cleaned up. I don't want to be more like Jesus. I don't want any of that. There's people with attitudes like that that say, you know what? I'm doing my own thing because I'm happy doing my own thing. And I don't want you to butt into my thing. You know, that's very common. It's very common. And it's a sad place for pastors like me to see people who really just want to do their own thing. They don't want to have responsibilities to call people, or they don't want to have responsibilities to go the extra mile for someone because they're just so full of doing their own thing. And God is saying to us in 1 Peter, you are chosen for the high calling, a priestly work. What does that mean? You're called to reach out to people. You are called to clean up your act. You say, what do you mean by that? I mean, you're called to say, Holy Spirit, do a work in me. Show me my attitudes. Show me my junk. Clean house in my life. You say, I don't want to hear that, Pastor. I don't want to hear about that cleaning house stuff. I'm okay just the way I am. Well, you may feel that way right this moment, but I'll tell you what. If you know Jesus as your personal Savior, the Holy Spirit's not going to allow you just indefinitely to not face things. Things will happen in your life where you'll realize, whoops, I got a bad attitude. I need to take care of that. Things will happen in your life where you realize you need God. You need God more than you've ever needed him. And I'm here to tell you today, at my age, I need God more now than I've ever needed him. I tell you, life is complicated. Life is full of situations that aren't easy and aren't pleasant. Life is full of hurts. Life is full of times where we don't know the answer and don't know what to do to get out of the mess that we're in. I need God so much. I need him more now than ever. There's an old hymn we used to sing as a kid in our hymn book. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. This was written probably 150, 200 years ago. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I'm going to say those words again. Instead of singing for you, I think it'd be better if I say them to you. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. What I want you to hear is this. We need God. We need him to clean us up. We need to be able to get our prayers answered when we need them answered. We need to get in a better communication with God. We need to have a more clear signal. Okay? That signal that goes between you and God needs to be free of static. It needs to be free of clutter, of doing my own thing. That signal needs to be loud and clear. One thing, and I don't have an HDTV, but I hear that the picture is incredible on an HDTV. That these new TVs, new technology, if you just walk through Best Buy or someplace, you see these screens that are wow. You can just see the picture. You can see the detail so well. Dear one, God wants you to see the detail of him. Who he is, what his plan is for you, why he tells us, let's get cleaned up, why he says, let's change our attitudes. God wants to get you in tune with the detail of his Holy Spirit. He wants you to learn to hear the voice of God. Hear it loud and clear. God wants you to be on the same frequency. And I know as I sit here in this radio station, it's so important that you are tuned in to the right place, okay, in order to hear this show. Or on the internet, you need the right address, tantalk1340.com. You need the right signal to be able to hear clearly from God. We are going to talk about how attitudes shape that signal. We are going to talk about what attitudes God wants us to deal with and what we can do about it. And don't go anywhere because there's a lot of good stuff coming. Keep your fingers in 1 Peter chapter 2. Also, don't forget right now, as I told you earlier, you can get online and go to prayers@beaconofhopeministries.com. Send in your prayer requests even now, and we can get the prayer team praying, and you can be a part of that prayer team also. So we're glad you've joined us today on Living the Good Life. Don't go anywhere. Here's station identification, and Carol's coming right after the break.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network, AM 1340 WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa, St. Petersburg, and AM 1350 WDCF, Dade City, Zephyr Hills, and Wesley Chapel.
All right. You are listening to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries, and that station identification is just long enough, Carol, for me to get a drink of water. How you doing there, girl?
Great. What about yourself?
I'm doing great. Do you know, Carol, every time I sit down in this chair week after week, it is such a joy to be able to be on the air and share the word of God. It's such a blessing. I feel so blessed, Carol.
Well, you know, when you realize that you've been called by God to be a servant of God and you have a willing heart and an open mind about what he will do for you and how you learn to lose your old self, then it is a joy to sit in that seat.
It is. It really is. And, you know, there are so many times, Carol, that I'm tired or whatever. And I walk in here and I just am so excited. I may be physically tired, but spiritually and emotionally, I'm pumped. I mean, I'm ready to get this good word out, you know, today. I just really am. Carol, what did you think about what I was just now teaching? You were able to hear it, right, on the internet?
Yes, I was.
Okay.
I really feel that the time has come in everybody's life, whether they choose to admit it or not, the time is there and the time is ripe now to quit living the life of what I call a plastic world, where you're always seeking of affirmation from your peers or people that you basically don't know but associate with and different in a sundry ways, to quit seeking that approval and to quit trying to put yourself above the word of Christ and the life that leads to Christ.
Right.
He has given each of us the opportunity to live eternally, and the time is now.
It is. I think it is, Carol. I believe it's time now. There's been so much going on in the world and everything, as we mentioned earlier, and a lot of pain and a lot of suffering is going on. And, you know, what better time for God to get our attention, don't you think?
I definitely do. I also know that I'm looking here in my Bible at Ephesians 6.
Okay.
19, and it says, "Pray also for me that wherever I open my mouth, words will be given to me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may be that I may declare it fearlessly as I should."
Wow.
And as you well know, you and I pray before we ever go onto the airwaves, and pray that we hear God's voice and that
yes.
we are instruments of His peace and His teachings. And that was an interesting thing that what I just read was what we had basically prayed for today.
Exactly.
That we are instruments of His peace, that we are teachers for Him, and that we're willing at any point in time in our lives to open up our hearts and our lives to anyone who calls us or seeks a relationship with Christ through us and the way that we work.
And, Carol, I agree with you, and it takes sometimes being inconvenienced. Do you know what I mean?
I tell you this, and that's experience. Christ will never, ever in my life use me when it's convenient for me. I pray and say, "Okay, God, I have a free minute here. Now, what do you want me to do?" It'll be a silent time for me. But when I'm doing something that I would choose to do for recreation or entertainment or just to kind of kick back and read and write a little bit, the phone will ring and there will be a crisis.
Right.
And I always look and say, "Thank you, Jesus. I needed to be aware of the fact that I have the ability to intercede for somebody else. And I thank you for that gift."
And that's what it means to be a priest. When it's talking here about we are chosen for the high calling of priestly work and chosen to be a holy people and God's instruments to do His work. So often, Carol, I believe that our attitudes get in the way of us doing priestly work.
And well, it does, because, you know, we're not, neither you nor I are on television dressed in our absolute finery with all of the lights and the orchestra and the drummer that beats the beat for us to keep on our feet and going. We don't have that.
Right.
We have a simple thing. We have the Word of God in our
right.
hand and in our heart and in our desire to bring it to other people.
Exactly.
You know, we have set our time aside to say, "My old life is gone. It's taken away from me, and I experienced it, and I enjoyed it, and didn't enjoy it, and possibly would have liked to have done things differently. But now, Lord, I'm in this next phase of my life, which is devoted totally to you."
Exactly. And it's time for us, for everybody, I really believe, Carol, to clean house. You know, I was teaching that earlier.
And, you know, one reason I think that people choose not to do that, Pastor Marcia, is the fact that their friends or their family members or their mom and their dad or their husband or wife or spouse or girlfriend or boyfriend are not on the same plane, because we don't all get called at the same time, even in a family.
Amen.
And when one person feels a conviction and the call of Christ on their life, whether it be simply to straighten their life up and quit living in the world and start living in His world.
Amen.
It is not convenient if you're, you know, some member of your family or a person that you love or care about or seek a friendship with looks at you and says, "That's crazy." Then you want to back down and run opposite.
Exactly.
You can run just so far before He taps you. And if you're not listening, He'll put you down so you do listen.
Well, I think it's time that we begin to realize that with so much that would pull us in every direction, it takes a conscious effort on a daily basis to say, God, I want to do what you want me to do today. I want you to show me if there's something in my life that I need to work on. You know what I'm talking about that daily accountability, Carol?
I certainly do, and it comes right out of Philippians 4.
Okay.
Philippians 4:11, it says, I'm not saying this because I'm in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances.
Right.
I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or want. I can do everything through him who gives me strength.
Amen. That's a powerful set of scriptures.
Which means, you know, we can change our lives from the mundane worldly lives that we all live or have lived at some point.
Right.
And we can say, that's enough. I know that I need to be in the other realm.
Yes.
And you know, Holy Spirit, guide me, lead me, direct me.
Teach me.
God, be my Father and show me what I'm supposed to do. Be the creator to me that you are.
And it's that allowing God's Holy Spirit to work in our lives that absolutely keeps life exciting, Carol. I mean, it is never a dull moment when we are really submitting to God and saying, okay, God, if you want to use me today to talk to somebody, that's up to you, honey. You bring it about. You know what I'm saying?
I certainly do, because I arose this morning with someone on my heart and mind. They had contacted me in the last 2-3 days, and they've got a medical emergency situation they don't totally and completely understand. And this individual has not spoken to me for quite some time. And they called me and said, maybe I shouldn't be calling you. I said, you may call me anytime you choose.
Right.
And I said, I'm a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
And that's all I need to do. I need to know that you have a need, and if there's any way I can help you, I will. So I was sitting there this morning praying for them and writing each of them a card, you know, just to say, God has not forgotten you.
Exactly.
As this individual said to me yesterday, this person said, you know, I did not get along with my mother. We had a very difficult time, and therefore I have had a hard time accepting that somebody could love me.
Huh.
And this person said, especially God.
Right.
I said, God loves you even when your mother didn't even know who you were.
Amen. Amen.
In your mother's womb, and he loved you then.
That's right.
He loves you now, and he sees the situation you're in. And that's what's so remarkable about a relationship with God.
Amen.
He knows the situation we're in. He and he alone can change it.
Amen.
We need to step out of the way, get our human feet in another direction, and say, God, I am not master of my own destiny.
Right. Exactly.
I don't know where I'm supposed to be going.
And that's that submitting to God and allowing him to do the work in us. Carol, hang on there, will you? I want you on for the rest of the show, but we got a caller, so hang on a minute and let's take a call here.
Certainly.
Go ahead, caller. Did I hang up? Okay, I think we lost the connection. There was a call, but that's all right. Carol, you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. All right. And if they call back, we'll take the call. Oh, they are. They're back on. Okay. Let's take a call, and then, Carol, stay on for the rest of the show, okay?
I got you.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, it's Pastor Deb.
Hey there. All right, caller. How are you? We lost you for a minute, evidently. So.
Yeah, evidently. I stepped away from the phone just at the time that you were taking me.
Okay, no problem.
That's all right.
You have a comment on all this that we're talking about today?
You know, you were talking earlier about, you know, the chosen and our attitudes getting in the way of our priestly work.
Yes.
And, you know, along with our attitudes getting in the way, we also let other people's expectations of us.
Oh, that's good. Carol, make note of that point. Yeah.
People expect things from us, and they want us to do things. And if we don't do what they want or what they expect of us, you know, we allow that to cloud our judgment. And, you know, what God calls us to do and what we feel we are chosen to do in God's work may not be what others expect of us.
Right.
They may not get it. They may not understand it. And, you know, I think that's a real important point of our attitudes getting in the way is, you know, you said earlier about everything that's going on in life getting in the way.
Right.
You know, the expectations of others, you know, firmly just cloud what we're doing.
That's a great point. Carol, do you want to respond to Deb? Deb, by the way, meet Carol. Carol, Deb.
Hi, Deb. Well, you know, previous to your call, we had just gone through some of that because I truly feel that many people who have been called by Christ to do great and marvelous wonders in His name have not followed that path.
Yes.
Because
yes.
either one, you know, maybe they didn't understand it to its depth, they had not experienced that, and maybe had never really been taught or heard about that. And the second part of it is we try to meet the needs and the desires of the people around us.
Yep.
Just as you just said, Deb, we really try to do that. And we have to stop at some point in our life and realize this is supposed to be our journey to eternity.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be in tandem, and it's not going to be in a crowd. It's going to be us and us alone that stands in the judgment seat.
Amen.
And if we are not prepared to do that because we've opened up our heart to accept what Christ has for us to do and the life that He would choose for us to partake, then we have no recourse, because those folks that want our attention, that want us to dance to their drummer, are not going to be standing there with us.
Exactly.
We're going to be standing naked to the world with Jesus Christ in front of us, and He will introduce us to His Father if He knows us.
Right.
No,
amen.
He says, I will introduce you to my Father, and He will say, my Father, this is my good and faithful servant, Deb, whom I am well pleased.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Or Pastor Marshall, I care, whomever it might be.
Right, sure.
If He does not know us on an intimate basis because we have chosen to step toward Him, because He's never going to force us to come to Him. He's going to give us every opportunity to come to Him. But if we don't take that first step and tell everybody around us, I know you think I'm crazy. I know this is totally out of the character that you know for me personally. And I know that I'm walking on ground I don't really understand yet. But I have chosen to walk the way of Jesus.
Exactly. And it takes that firm stand a lot of times.
Courage. It takes a lot of courage to be able to stand up against the norm, to be the one who dissents and says, no, I won't go into that situation.
Right.
I won't go into that bar. I won't go with you to buy drugs. I won't do this. I won't do that. And your friends are looking at you and going, what happened to you? You got religion? And you can proudly stand up and say, yes, I did.
Pastor Deb, respond to that. Then we're going to have a song, and then Carol, don't go anywhere. I want you to stay on with me. Pastor Deb, let me give you a chance to respond to that.
Well, you know, while Carol was talking, I just kept saying over and over to myself is that the will of the people for you and the will of God for you don't always come together. And in fact, most times they don't come together.
Right.
And, you know, when God calls you to do something, you need to get up and, you know, just get moving and do whatever it is that you're supposed to do, and things will begin to come to you, and you will just begin to move forward. And, you know, earlier you were talking about, you know, last week we talked about prayer, and I believe you were talking about that earlier.
Yes.
You know, every step of the way, it's, you know, pray about it and do it, and just... it's what Carol said. You can't worry about what everybody else thinks.
That's right.
You just got to keep going and putting that one foot in front of the other and, you know, just doing what God has for you, and everything else will work itself out.
And allowing God to heal us and clean us up, I think, is a big piece of this. Because so often we get into that trap of trying to please everybody because we're still dealing with rejection. We're still dealing with wanting people to accept us or, you know, all of those things, that garbage, you know, which leads me into this song. And again, Connie did not know what we were going to talk about here. And she's probably listening as she drives to work. This song is Heal Me by Aaron Jeffrey. Deb, thanks for calling in. Carol, hang with me, okay?
Okay.
Deb,
bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Heal me.
It's another good to see you Sunday morning. Oh, I hardly hear the words roll off my tongue.
myself for signs of something that's long gone. Oh, I stumble through a verse that says you love me, as the voices echo, my thoughts drift away. And I close my eyes ashamed, I'm feeling nothing, and I pray, heal me, heal these eyes, heal this heart, heal my mind, breathe your breath of life, heal me, awake my soul from this sleep, give me back the joy of when I first believe, heal me. Oh, I lose myself to one more day's indifference, when my eyes are everywhere but fixed on me. I don't have the strength to overcome distance, but you do.
A great song. You're listening to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. Carol, are you there?
I'm still here.
You know, I think that is so appropriate, that song right there, because that is why so often people don't take the opportunities that are right before them to bless other people. But instead, they're just, you know, junked up on the inside. You know what I'm saying?
Sure they are, because it's a me, 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 me society. That's the way we were reared as young children in the United States. And that's what we have continued the path as we have become parents ourselves and grandparents.
Yes.
And aunts and uncles.
Right.
You know, and we can go back and look at the generation ahead of us, or behind us, rather, and see that the group behind us, if we have not taught them as God has asked us to teach them,
right,
then they will continue to walk in darkness.
Yeah.
And if the generation ahead of us didn't have the things that we have today, any of the modern conveniences that we now consider necessities,
right,
were luxuries.
Right.
If what they did have was their faith in God, that's
right,
all they could rely on sometimes.
Yeah.
And the words in the scripture.
Absolutely.
Took them to heart, and they lived them.
Absolutely. And, you know, I really believe it's time for healing. I mean, the Holy Spirit is speaking this. Carol, go with me and stay with me, and I want your comments as we do this. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. Summing up, be agreeable, be sympathetic, be loving, be compassionate, be humble. That goes for all of you. No exceptions. I'm reading from the Message Bible, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. No retaliation, No sharp-tongued sarcasm. Instead, bless. That's your job, to bless. You'll be a blessing and also get a blessing. And the word bless there, Carol's talking about speaking favor and happiness and well-being to people, speaking peace to them. Let's go on for the next couple verses, and then I want your comments here. Whoever wants to embrace life and see the day fill up with good, here's what you do. Say nothing evil or hurtful. Snub evil and cultivate good. Run after peace for all you're worth. God looks on all this with approval. Listening and responding well to what he's asked, but he turns his back on those who do evil things. I hear what God is saying here, Carol. God is looking for attitude changes in us. And as we do our part, he hears our prayers, sees our progress, answers our prayers. Do you hear all that?
I certainly do. And I'm referred back in my mind to Ephesians 5, 8. And it's, you know, one of the things in that particular, it's in verse 14, it says, wake up, O sleeper.
Okay.
Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. So what you have just read in chapter 3
right.
of First Peter
yeah.
reminds me that those of us who have walked in darkness and continue to walk in darkness, which I consider to be the mainstream life of the world,
right.
we're walking in darkness if we are not guided by the light of the sun, the
exactly.
S-O-N.
Yes.
And if we are not guided by that, then we have to accept whatever darkness brings.
Right.
And it brings the evil that we were speaking of.
Exactly.
There. It brings an unloving attitude. It
yes.
brings a selfish, self-centered attitude.
Right.
There is no humbleness in people when they walk in the darkness. They don't have to be humble because they are their own. They are their own patter on the back, folk.
And
if you
right.
want to embrace life, you cannot walk in the darkness. You've
no.
got to walk in the light. You have to snub the evil, and you've always got to cultivate the good, even when it doesn't seem practical, and it doesn't seem like something you as a human want to do. And those of us that walk in the light of the Son, Jesus Christ, have got to always remember that we are his ambassadors to the
right.
world, that we have got to look on the good. We've got to do the things that are out of the ordinary.
Right.
Other people, if someone is getting ready to be ugly to someone, we should, if we're there, intercede in a nice, kind way and take up for that person.
Right. Yeah.
And always speak humble, good things over somebody. When you're coming in, you are welcome into a home, you're gracious and acceptable to that home.
Right.
You leave, you should leave them with the grace and the blessings of Christ.
Absolutely. And Carol, don't you think that a lot of times when people are unsympathetic, not loving, not compassionate, not humble, all these things, and they walk in the retaliation, they're really not happy being that way. It's just what they're used to. Maybe that's what they grew up in. Maybe that's what they've always seen. And honestly, I really believe what Peter is trying to say here is this thing here of snubbing evil and cultivating good, run after peace for all you're worth. I mean, peace is what it's all about. And they don't live in peace when you live in all that kind of junk going on in your life, you know?
Just take as little as you and I actually know about walking in a drug culture, because we don't.
No, not having done it.
We have witnessed it many times
yes,
over.
With
Look
people,
at the people
we know.
That have come to each of us.
Right.
And have told us of their life and how scared they are to be in it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if
yes.
they owe a debt to somebody in that society,
right.
they're constantly watching their back. They're constantly worried about their immediate family. They're
right.
worried about losing their job. They're worried about everybody finding out. That can't be peaceful.
No, it can't.
And when
no.
they finally accept the word of God and his call in their life to become enlightened people, then they come to us and they go, I never knew what peace was.
Exactly. And so
not live in a tumultuous world that of your own creation.
Well, that drug culture is actually so often escape. That's what it is. They're escaping from hurt. They're escaping from other things that haven't gone right in their lives, and they don't want to face them. Maybe rejection issues. Maybe it's an abuse issue, something that happened to them in a childhood. It's been my experience with counseling, and I know you too, Carol, that there's an awful lot of people that try to cover up the hurt and the pain in their lives with drugs, alcohol, whatever the addiction might be.
Drugs, alcohol, sex, whatever it happens to
be. Yeah, an addiction that absolutely they have to have.
Depression deprives a person.
Right.
The joys of life. And none of these folk innately are bad, I don't think.
No.
I think they are just caught into a world that they don't know how to get out of it. And they don't know how to get out of their situations. And if a person's life has always been one of being rejected, and they do feel unworthy, they do feel like God doesn't love them. If their own parents don't love them, how could God love them?
Oh, I hear you.
And deal with that on a daily basis with some people. And
right.
I just try to keep bringing to the fact that you're here because God loved you. You
exactly.
are a unique, created
yes.
individual. He has a plan for you. You do not have to accept garbage. I said, when you sit down to eat at your table or in a restaurant, or do you order garbage off the menu? They will look at me like crazy and say, well, no. I said, then why are you ordering garbage in your life?
There you go.
When you could sit and eat
yeah.
with the King.
Right. And you could have those blessings, you know, and know what it is to put your head on the pillow at night and be at peace.
That's right.
You know, and know that God accepts you just where you are.
So and Proverbs 3:24 says, when thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid.
Amen.
Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet.
Yes.
That means that you don't take your trash to bed with you. You say to God before you go to bed, Lord, I need to rest tonight, so can I put my garbage bag down at your feet? And he will say, of course, my child.
Yes. And sometimes, Carol, I think people have filled their minds and their emotions all day long, all evening long with just junk. I mean, anger and retaliation and meanness and all of that stuff. And when they put their head on their pillow, so often there's nightmares that come from that, you know, and just all kinds of evil junk, because they're not taking care of things during the day when the hurt happens, and they're not forgiving and not blessing, you know?
I think a large part of humanity fails to understand themselves. They
right.
don't know who they are as individuals. They don't know what makes them tick. Some of them couldn't tell you one piece of their anatomy from the other. They're
right.
not, for whatever the reason, connected to all that. But, you know, God is very centered in our lives.
Yes.
He is the center of our lives, and he should be the center of our lives. And through him, all blessings flow. All healing comes. Spiritual healing comes. Financial healing come, and being able to accept yourself as the wonderful, wonderful creation that you really are.
Amen.
No matter what society says about you, God doesn't view you as that.
But, Carol, the world's full of people who don't accept themselves, who don't accept that God's got a plan for them.
That's right.
And there may be some of those listening today that are saying, you know what, that sounds too good to be true, that God really does love me just the way he created me. You know, I think there's a lot of people, Carol, who don't get that fundamental truth because it's too hard to believe, you know?
It is. But I think the wonderful thing is that every time you close out this radio show.
Yes.
And you ask people in the presence of their own home,
yes.
in their car, or beside the road, or at a picnic, or wherever they might be listening, you know, we always close the show
yeah.
out with the invitation to accept Christ and allow the miracles
yes.
to take place in your own life. And it's an invitation we can never quit giving.
Right. Absolutely.
You've got to let people know that Beacon of Hope Church
right.
is there to hear, to pray, to help change the lives of every individual that has ever entered the doors, and those who simply call or write and say, I'm in need.
Right. Exactly.
And it's a powerful force to be the church called to do that and hear the voice. The congregation at Beacon of Hope is a tremendous congregation. They are prayers, and they know what they're supposed to do and how they're supposed to serve Jesus Christ.
And that's what it's all about.
And it falls to the leadership of that church to do that.
Exactly.
And you have aligned yourself
with some good people who were of the same mindset that
Amen.
Tell you.
Exactly.
And it comes from you with the head and God being the head of you.
Amen.
And that's what it brings down to. And this is a place where people who are hurting can come.
Exactly. And we invite them. You know, Sunday mornings at 11, while we're on that, Carol, let me just say, Sunday mornings at 11, right now we're still meeting at 3580 Almerton in Clearwater. You can go to our website at beaconofhopeministries.com. And we are actively looking for a new place to worship. And so we'll let you know when that happens. But right now, just go to our website, beaconofhopeministries.com. Find out. Sunday mornings at 11. Wednesday night Bible study is at 7. And it is a great interactive Bible study. Carol, listen to this song, Every Day is Another Day, by New Song. And then join me in a minute, Carol. Don't go anywhere.
Okie dokie.
I'm just a stranger passing through. This world is not my home. I'm on a journey, heaven's in view. You walk beside me, I'm never alone. And the cross is a compass I use, and your word lights the path that I choose. And every day is another day for me to lift my hands and praise, to thank you for. Every day is another day for me to show just who you are, to be a shining star on my journey to eternity. I've been on this road long enough. I've seen this world from one thing I'm certain, I'll never look back. Life's not worth living without you by my side. And the cross is a compass I use, and your word lights the path that I choose. Every day is another day for me to lift my hands and pray. Every day is another day for me to show just who you are, to be a shining star. And my life is a gift from you. And Lord, I'm giving you my all. I'm giving you my all. And my heart is open to your
what it's all about, Carol. Every day is another day to do something for God that we couldn't have done maybe in our ignorance in years past. But we have a newfound purpose, right?
We have a newfound purpose, and that purpose, I think, should be to seek and search our own lives to see where we are falling down on the mark.
Yes.
To see if we can bring ourselves back into a right relationship with Christ.
Yes.
To open our ears and our inner spiritual ears to hear and to pray. It is so important to pray. It is important to pray for yourself and other people and the world situations and leaders. It's important to pray for anything that your heart feels you need to talk to God about.
I so agree. Last week, Deb and Alice and I were really talking about this thing about prayer. And when we realize that we're chosen for work to do, a big part of this choosing. And what God wants us to do is to pray for people. And I've got to go back to 1 Peter 2, 9 and 10 one more time in the Message Bible, Carol, because it touches on what we've been talking about. You are the ones chosen by God, chosen for the high calling, a priestly work, chosen to be a holy people, God's instruments to do his work, and speak out for him to tell others of the night and day difference he made for you, from nothing to something, from rejected to accepted. And that's what we're supposed to be talking about.
That's exactly what we're supposed to be talking about. We're supposed to be helping people understand that they cannot live in the outside world forever. It will take
right.
them to their death.
Right.
And we have got to enlighten them. And that's why we, you know, we talk about the, I believe it's in Matthew. Let me see if I can find my place here as I continue to speak. But I think it's very important that we learn and know that God does indeed watch out for us. And he has his agenda set for us as to what we are supposed to be doing. And at some point in our lives, I guess we just really sit down and say, okay, God, I think I've got it, and give me a chance to understand it totally, and use me as you would. And at that point in time, we are used as we would, because we have then said we are available. We're going to clear our agenda. And that was the hardest thing for me to do, I think, when I was a working person, was to clear my agenda, because I had so many draws on my life that
right.
I had felt I had to take care of. And then all of a sudden I realized I really don't have to take care of any of that.
Right.
You know, who am I to think I can take care of it?
Right. It's a matter, Carol, really, of living your life in a conscious way. And I brought this up last week, but you saying what you just said reminds me of 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18. The first line of it in the Message Bible says, your life is a journey you must travel with a deep consciousness of God. And I think a lot of times we miss that whole concept in life. A lot of people do. They don't realize that their journey is all about God and what God's doing in them and how God wants to clean them up and change them and give them purpose and direction. And so often we don't live our lives with a deep consciousness of God. We live our lives with a deep consciousness of self and what self wants.
Yeah, and what other
yeah.
people
and what other people, from, yes.
And what we feel obligated
yes.
for whatever the reason to
right.
return to those people. When in essence we should be holding our hand up and turning around and say, excuse me, now listen.
Right.
I think what I need to say to you is that I want my life to be an example that you can follow and follow into the path of Christ.
Right.
If, you know, you're
exactly.
not walking on the right path, I'm here to talk to you because I love you in the spirit of Christ.
Right.
And I want you to know the difference. I want you to walk in the joy that those of us who walk in his path find.
Exactly.
And the peace and the comfort and the knowing. You know, I do nothing, and no one in this house does anything, that we don't ask God about first.
Yeah. It's a matter of living with that deep consciousness of God, you know?
It definitely is.
It's a matter of living on in a different plane where you're consciously aware that maybe, oh, wait a minute, that wasn't nice what I just said. Okay, God, please forgive me for that. Or, God, I've got some hurt down here in my heart that I need to get rid of. Or, God, I'm resentful towards so-and-so for this. And dealing with those things as the Holy Spirit within us shows us those things. And living with a deep awareness and consciousness of God in our lives on a daily basis. And when that starts happening, Carol, life takes on a totally different meaning. Do you know what I'm saying? It just... We're suddenly have that purpose that we have been striving for. And I think there's people out there listening right now, Carol, who don't feel that they have a plan. They don't feel that they have a purpose. They don't feel like they have specific reason for being here on this earth. But God does have that for each of us. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes society divides us so wrong.
Right.
And it puts us into so many different categories.
Right.
From the financial to the spiritual to the gender issues. And society places us in so many
right.
different groups.
Right.
And we forget that we are nothing more than sheep.
Right.
And we live with the greatest shepherd who has ever lived. And he is bound by his Father's word and the life of his Father on the cross, you know, to come to us and say, I'm your shepherd,
right.
And I will lead you. You know, it says the harvest is plenty, and this is coming from Matthew 9.
Yes.
Matthew 9. 36 and 37 says, when he saw the crowds,
yes.
he had compassion on
yes,
them.
Yes, he did.
They were harassed and helpless. It should be when we saw the crowds.
Yeah.
Those of us that walk with his path.
Right.
Saw the crowds, we had compassion on them, and
Absolutely.
We were there because they were harassed and helpless. The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. So we should ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest fields. And that is the mantra of the harvest hands.
That's right.
Of Beacon of Hope.
Right.
We have got to be
yes.
the workers in the field. The shepherd has all the sheep, and he knows where they all are. And he knows the ones that are saved, and he knows the ones that are ready to fall in that ravine. And for whatever the reason, and it sometimes is unexplainable to other people, you'll get a phone call in the middle of the night, you'll
right.
get an email, you'll
yeah.
get a card in the mail, somebody will drop by and say, and they don't say it this way, but this is what they really mean, I'm a sheep, and I'm going into the ravine.
That's right. And I need to be picked up. In
I need
fact,
to be picked up. I need to be saved. I don't know how
yes.
to do it. If I fall in the
yes.
ravine of the world, I go further down, and I don't know how to climb out. And that's when those of us who hear the voice of God as servants reach down and say, take my hand. I can lead you to the shepherd.
Exactly. Today, Carol, I started out the sermon in Matthew 12 where the disciples were hungry. They were walking through this field on the Sabbath day. They began to pick some of the grain and eat it. And the religious leaders saw this and said, oh, no, no, you can't do that on the Sabbath day. And then the next scene happens where Jesus is in the meeting place and a man is there who's got a crippled hand. And it's the Sabbath, you know, and he's legalistically not supposed to do anything on the Sabbath. And he reaches out and heals that hand right then. He doesn't ask the man, well, do you have all your ducks in a row spiritually? Do you have this done, that done? He just reaches out, accepts the man where he is, and heals the hand. And of course, the religious leaders got so mad and upset. And Jesus said, if you had a little lamb, or a sheep, and it fell into a ravine, wouldn't you just go down and pick it up, even if it was the Sabbath day? And Jesus was saying, we've got to have compassion and kindness toward others, even if we're inconvenienced, and even if it doesn't go along with the way we think it should. You know, it's not about legalism. It's not about making sure that the people we pray for fit into our little mold and our little criteria and whether or not they deserve prayer. Everybody deserves God's compassion, his kindness, his reaching out. We need to be reaching out and bringing healing because it's not about what we've done to deserve it. It's that God accepts us right where we are, Carol.
You know, I find this quite interesting because I had not read this passage today, and you had preached on this very passage. And what I was saying was off the top of my head and out of my heart and what I know God has Jesus come to us to do.
Right.
So he wanted this message on the airways today.
Yes.
Message that comes from Matthew 12, up, you know, 11. It says, if any of you has a sheep and he falls into a
yes.
pit, which is just what you said.
Yes.
And we know right now we're talking to sheep that
That's
are on
right.
the precipice of that ravine, that
right.
pit.
Yes.
And they don't know how or what to do. There may be somebody sitting there right now with a contemplation of ridding the world of themselves.
Right.
And maybe, just maybe, we can get the message across that Jesus loves you.
Exactly.
He wants to save you. He wants to walk with you. He wants to use you. He has a plan for your life, and it is not to be bound and chained to the world. It is to be released in his love to take it into the world.
Amen.
And use your own life as an example of how to help other people. You know, if you don't have a problem, you don't have a solution.
Right.
And you talked earlier about taking your issues to Christ and walking free of them.
Exactly.
You know, once we give them to him, we don't go back and pick them up. We move on. We say, okay, now that's my checklist.
Right.
I got that in my bucket, Lord. Let me get to the next one.
Right. Exactly.
And it's always at a time that humanity finds inconvenient.
Right. It is. And yet that's when we are blessed the most, when it doesn't fit into our schedule, when it's not the way we planned it, when God sends somebody along in our lives and we need to reach out and be the harvest hands or the helper or the person who prays and intercedes in the middle of the night when somebody's face comes before you. That happens to me a lot, Carol, where I just wake up and I'm seeing somebody. You know, I'm praying for them and I don't know what's going on in their life, but yeah. I'm praying for them.
I understand that totally.
And that is what it's all about. And we are called to be that kind of royal priesthood where we intercede, where we don't sit maybe in a confessional box in a big church and listen to the confessions of a sinner on the other side of that box, but we are willing to let the Holy Spirit show us things that need prayer for in people's lives. And it's that interceding, that being there, like that earthly priest, you know? And that's what God's called us to do.
Yeah, I remember a time when Beacon of Hope was moving to its new building that we were all working so hard
right.
to finish and get ready, and everybody
yeah.
was running around like a bee, and everybody had a job. And,
right.
And all of a sudden, you came up to me, and you said, can you go with me? And I said, sure, where are we going? And you said, we're going to a place down the road here in
yeah.
Tampa.
Yeah.
Where we need to go. There's been a call for us to come there. So we got there, and we walked in, and it was a group of people who society has thrown away.
That's right.
Didn't want anything to do with.
Right.
And it was in such a tough neighborhood that we had to drive in through a locked gate.
Through a locked gate.
Had the gate locked behind us.
That's right, Carol.
And people met us outside,
yeah.
and they recognized both of us.
Uh-huh.
Not
yeah.
together, because they'd never seen us together, but they
right.
recognized each of us.
Right.
We went into that place, and we spent 2 hours. Now, remember, we had just put down hammers and nails
That's
and paintbrushes.
Right.
A totally
That's
inconvenient
right.
time.
Yes, you're
us
right.
Us in our humanity. But
Woo.
A convenient time for Jesus Christ to say, take my word behind these locked gates.
Amen.
And tell these people they are worthy.
That's
we
right.
We spent over 2 hours there. Ministering to
yep.
God's people.
That's exactly right. I remember that night, and it was an incredible night. And I mean, lives were touched and souls were changed and for all eternity. And we'll probably see some of those people in heaven and they'll say, remember when you came that night? And yeah, isn't that's
it's
what it's all
there.
About. Carol, what we're saying is we got to get out of our four walls. We got to get out of our ways of thinking that it should be this way or that way, or that we only want to minister to people who fit into our mold or act the way we want them to act or feel the same way we feel about things. You know, not everybody's going to be a Tampa Bay Bucks fan, you know, Carol. So I've kind of resigned myself to some of the people I'm going to have to minister to aren't going to be Tampa Bay Bucks fans. You know what I'm saying?
They may actually be Atlanta Falcons.
They might be.
Jaguars from Jacksonville.
Yeah, that is sad.
Or who knows? You know, and another point that that reminded me of that, you know, when people come into town for events like that,
yes.
their lives are centered on that football game or getting the preparations to do it or that sporting event or that concert,
right.
whatever it might be. But at some point during their visit there, they may have their lives fall completely apart.
You never know.
They're in a foreign town with people they don't know, and yet they can go pick up a phone book or pick up a go online and find Beacon of Hope. And I promise them, if they're listening, someone from Beacon of Hope will be there.
Absolutely.
To hear them, to work with them, to talk with them, even if they're sitting in the parking lot getting ready to go in the ballgame.
Exactly. Carol, we're going to play this song, When Life Gets Broken. And then when we come back, we're going to pray the prayer, the sinner's prayer. So don't go away, Carol.
Okay.
When Life Gets Broken.
Reaching out with no one to hold. You've been abandoned with no place to go. Wounded and wanting, such desperate times. Cold. for he is right there with you. He knows just what you need. 'Cause when life gets broken, when you're in despair, you carry your burden. But when it's too much to bear, it's down in the valley where he'll give you strength. And there is nothing you have lost that he can't replace. He'll help you start all over again when life gets broken. You hope God would heal. She went home anyway. Now it's hard to imagine how you make it through the day. Weeks turn to years, time is passing you by, but you're still holding on to the hows and the why. Get a glimpse of Jesus, for he is right there. Knows just what you need. 'Cause when life gets broken, when you're in despair, you carry your burden. When it's too much to bear, it's down in the valley where he'll give you strength. And there is nothing start all over again when life gets broken. Healing waters heal our troubled souls. Jesus, sweet and make us whole. 'Cause when life gets broken and you're in despair.
All right, that is a great song. We're just gonna phase it out there because we just are running low here on time. Carol, when life gets broken, and there's so many of our listeners that may be feeling that way today, that life's been broken and had them all beat up, and we want to give the opportunity, as you said a little while ago, Carol, for people to pray that prayer of salvation. Are you still on with me?
I'm right here with you.
Okay. I'm going to pray it. I'm going to ask you to repeat after me, Carol, and people that are listening, if you're not sure of your salvation, if you're not sure that if you died tonight, you would be in the arms of Jesus, please pray along with Carol as she repeats after me. And we give you the opportunity to nail it down right now, your salvation. Dear Heavenly Father, I come before you in Jesus' name.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come before you in Jesus' name.
And I ask you to forgive me now.
And I ask you to forgive me now.
For anything and everything.
For anything and everything.
That I have ever said or done.
That I have ever said or done.
That was not pleasing to you.
That was not pleasing to you.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
That he came to this earth and died on a cross.
That he came to this earth and he died on a cross.
For my sin and my sickness.
For my sin and my sickness.
And Lord, I believe that you raised Jesus from the dead.
And Lord, I believe that you raised Jesus from the dead.
And I accept Jesus Christ now.
And I accept Jesus Christ now.
As my personal Lord and Savior.
As my personal Lord and Savior.
Come and live in me.
Come and live in me.
Change me.
Change me.
Show me how I can be what you want me to be.
Show me how I can be what you want me to be.
You're my Lord.
You're my Lord.
And I'm your child.
I'm your child.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Carol, if only one person prayed that prayer right now, this whole show and everything we do is worth it, you know?
It definitely
is. One person.
And when you look at 1 Peter 2:24, it says, He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to our sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds we have been healed.
Amen.
For we were like sheep going astray, but now we have returned to the shepherd and the overseer of our souls. Amen.
Ooh. That's a good way to close this show out, isn't it? That's great. Carol, you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, we were having problems with the connection there. What's a final thought to our listeners today before we wrap this up?
Final thought is it's not too late to take the first step for the rest of your life.
Okay.
So that you will live eternally with Jesus Christ.
That he has a plan. And he knows what he wants you to do. And instead of just plodding along in life, it's time to find that plan out, don't you think?
I think it's time to find the plan and to walk the walk, and you're going to need help along the way. Your faith is going to falter and maybe fall back, but always know that he's right there beside you. He's with you. He upholds you. He uplifts you. He sends you the people
right
in your life that will help you get back on track.
Exactly. Wow, God loves each of us so much, and everyone that's listening this day. Carol, it's always a joy, my friend, for you to be on the air with us, and it was great to have Deb call in today. So God bless you, Carol. Thank you, and I'm going to do the wrap-up here, and we'll talk later, all right?
Sounds great.
Okay. We're so glad you have joined us today with Living the Good Life radio broadcast, brought to you every Sunday at this time live. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister. We love doing this show. We invite you to become a financial contributor to the ministry at Beacon of Hope. We've never made a big deal of this, but people have said, how come we don't know about what we can do to support it financially? Go to our website, beaconofhopeministries.com. You can give a financial donation through PayPal. We were having a lot of problems with that system. It has been fixed. If you have a problem with it, please email us at pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com, but it should be totally fixed now. And we welcome you to go to our site, beaconofhopeministries.com. Give a donation financially. You will be blessed for doing that. Also, you can find out more about all that goes on at Beacon of Hope, our international outreach, our services on Sunday morning at 11, this show every Sunday at 4:30 till 6. It's a 90-minute show. And Wednesday night Bible study and prayer meeting. We invite you to join us if you're in the Tampa Bay area at 7 o'clock. God loves you. It's not far to Jesus. Please stay with us again. Come back with us again next Sunday at 4:30. God bless you. Have a great week. And just know that he has a great plan for your life.
His loving arms are open wide. Close your eyes and he will lead you safely to his side.